Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
A historic case of fraud.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The French bank Société Générale has had enough problems with its exposure to subprime. The bank's shares have lost half their value in the last 6 months. But today, the bank said one rogue trader has defrauded the company of more than $7 billion. The bank says this trader has confessed that he misled investors through a scheme of fake transactions. This appears to be the biggest fraud ever by a single trader. Trading of Société Générale shares was suspended today in Paris. Despite that, French stocks are up 4.5% so far. Stocks in London have added 3.5%. Investors seem to like the U.S. government's plan to help out bond insurance companies, and that gave Wall Street a boost yesterday. The Dow gained almost 300 points to 12,270. The Nasdaq added 24 to 2316. The S&P 500 was up 28 to 1338. In Asia today, the markets finished about 2% higher. There's a much-awaited auction today in Washington. What's up for sale is something you can't see and you can't touch: wireless spectrum. This auction is probably going to change the cell phone industry as we know it. Here's Lisa Napoli.
The TV industry converts to digital in 2009. That'll free up powerful airwaves for the government to auction off. And unlike bidding on eBay for that pair of shoes you like, this auction could drag on for up to 2 months.
We're all going to be handicapping it until, you know, whichever horse crosses the line when the FCC announces the auction's over and certifies it.
That's wireless industry analyst Glenn Fleischman. He says the race for the spectrum includes the usual suspects, the mobile companies. Newcomers to the industry like Google are lining up as well. Deloitte analyst Carol Maddy says that we don't know who'll win the bidding war. There is one thing that's clear.
It will have a direct impact on the American consumer at the end of the day.
Because whoever wins the spectrum gets the coveted airwaves that will improve phone and data service. Uncle Sam wins, too. The government's expected to raise more than $10 billion from the auction. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Carmaker Ford turns in its fourth quarter profit report this morning. We're hearing Ford might also announce some buyouts. That would mean as many as 11,000 union job cuts. But even if Ford breaks even this time and trims down its workforce some more, where does it go from here? Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Ford's turnaround is still laboring along in first gear, and it might be some time before it picks up speed. George Magliano directs North American Automotive Research for Global Insight.
It's not going to be easy in 2008 for Ford or anybody in the automobile business, because we're pretty much in a recession, and the sales numbers this year are going to be pretty abysmal.
New Ford workers will earn around half of what current union workers bring in. Magliano says the company's cost-cutting measures are just what's needed to bring it in line with more successful rivals like Toyota. But he says now Ford's progress is largely dependent on one thing.
It relies on the new product development, and we've seen some good stuff, but not enough.
Still, Magliano says, CEO Alan Mulally's cuts are creating a more streamlined Ford, and a nimbler company will be better able to develop new models relatively quickly. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
There's not much to watch on TV because of the writer's strike. Maybe that's why Netflix has picked up some business. The DVD service says it gained 20% more subscribers in the fourth quarter compared to last year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. We were chatting yesterday, and Chris told me that within an hour of the Fed cutting interest rates on Tuesday, he was getting emails about refinancing his home. What's that all about, Chris?
I don't know who these people are, where they are. It's like they were sitting at their computers. The Fed cuts rates. Boom, boom, boom. They type in, Chris, what should I do? Is it time to refinance?
So the big question on a lot of people's minds is, can we really expect that this rate cut will spill over to mortgages fairly soon and that it will get people buying homes?
Well, the way that I look at it is, it's positive news for the mortgage market. It's positive news for homeowners. It's especially good news for those homeowners who have good credit scores. However, it's not going to stop us from going into recession. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop home prices from continuing to decline somewhat. I don't think that it's going to convince a lot of people that now is bottom in the housing market. But what I do think it will do is it'll shift the mindset of a number of homeowners from, boy, this is really a bad situation, to, hey, you know what? I can take advantage of this situation to improve my financial circumstances. So it's part of the process of healing.
But I remember not too long ago, Chris, when people were complaining about homeowners using their houses as ATM machines. Are we going into another cycle here by doing this?
You know, that's a theme that's out there, and that's a risk. And you hear it being expressed this way. Ben Bernanke, that Fed chairman, he's bailing out his friends on Wall Street. But you know those emails that I got?
Mm-hmm.
People weren't talking about treating their home as an ATM machine, something we've talked about a lot in the past. They were talking about, you know, restoring their finances, a more conservative financial picture. I think we are moving toward a more conservative financial picture. And frankly, I don't think that financial institutions are going to lend to the consumer the way they did before. What this cut in rates is doing is limiting the downside. It's preventing a collapse in financial institutions, preventing a collapse in households. But we're not going back to bubble mania anytime soon.
All right, Chris, we'll check back with you on this stuff, I assure you.
I know you will. I look forward to it.
Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent in Los Angeles. I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.